This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Twice impeached, though not convicted, Donald Trump has become the first former U.S. president to face criminal charges in a move without precedent in U.S. history. A grand jury in New York voted Thursday to indict Trump on charges related to paying off a porn star during his 2016 presidential campaign. VOA's White House bureau chief Steve Herman says what will likely come next.
Well, Trump has indicated that he will come to New York City to be processed, which will involve being fingerprinted, having his photograph taken, and also being arraigned.
In a statement, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office said it has contacted Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender to the Manhattan DA's office for arraignment on a Supreme Court indictment. Trump's lawyer said the former president will likely be arraigned early next week. The indictment remains under seal. It is not clear what crimes and how many criminal counts Trump has been charged with. CNN reported that the former president has been charged with more than 30 counts. VOA could not confirm the report. The highly anticipated charges come as Trump seeks a return to the White House after losing a re-election bid in 2020, making him both the only president, current or former, and the only presidential candidate to be indicted. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. Turkey's parliament on Thursday ratified Finland's bid to join NATO, lifting the last hurdle of the Nordic countries' accession into the Western Military Alliance. Finland and neighboring Sweden each dropped decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alignment after Russia, alliance that is, after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said repeatedly that he expects both Finland and Sweden will eventually become members of NATO. Irvin Gershovich, the American Wall Street Journal reporter arrested in Russia, was brought to a quick and closed-door hearing in Moscow Thursday, according to his attorney, who was not allowed inside to see the charges against his client. The paper says it vehemently denies the allegations from the FSB and seeks Gershovich's immediate release. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports, has Iran failed to unfreeze assets by the United States? We'll have that story coming up in just a moment. Meantime, in Idaho, the state of Idaho, here in the U.S., lawmakers passed a bill that would criminalize helping minors to get abortions without criminal consent. We get more, a parental consent, that is. We get more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Idaho measure would be the first of its kind in the U.S. It seeks to restrict travel by creating the crime of abortion trafficking. It would bar adults from recruiting, harboring, or transporting a pregnant minor without the consent of the minor's parent or guardian. It also would bar adults from obtaining abortion pills for a minor. People convicted of breaking the law would face 2 to 5 years in prison and could be sued by the minor's parents or guardian. The measure now goes to Republican Governor Brad Little. He'll have 5 days to either sign or veto the bill. Otherwise, it will become law without his signature. I'm Ben Thomas.
A Mexican court issued arrest orders Thursday for 6 people in relation to the fire that killed 39 migrants at a detention facility this week in the border town of Ciudad Juarez. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.